أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ويقولون متى هذا الوعد إن كنتم صادقين. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala explained other great signs of His Qudrat and His favors upon mankind. The one of them was that Allah is the one who has created us, given us our eyes, ears and our heart. In other words, by which we hear, see, and then we ponder and meditate. And the main reason for this was not our worldly things, but to find Allah, to realize the existence of Allah. One is a person believes, which alhamdulillah we all do. But then a higher stage is that conviction in that belief. Just like first we read the kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. By that a person is a Muslim. But when he works harder, then he reaches the next stage where he says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Now, to give evidence, it is as though like a person's evidence is only accepted when he has seen the actual thing happening. Now he has reached that stage where actually he has seen with his eyes, so to say, the reality of Allah, the existence of Allah, the oneness of Allah. When a person reaches that conviction, then it is now solid in him. So Allah Ta'ala had given that example. Then Allah gave another example, and it is just for us to think a little bit that how Allah has spread mankind out in the world. From one, Adam alayhi salam and Hawa alayhi salam, just the two of them, and from there in the whole world, their progeny Allah Ta'ala has spread. This is also a great, great qudrat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Further, instead now, when the capacity has been given to man to realize Allah Ta'ala, so much so that Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi says, if there is such a person in the world that nobody, he did not meet any deeny person, no Nabi came to him, nobody gave him the message of Islam, the message of the oneness of Allah, but this inborn quality which Allah has given our brain, by that a person should recognize there is a creator and that he is one. There is only one Allah. This Allah has given everyone. So instead of using that and realizing the qudrat of Allah, when in fact to the people of Makkah Sharif directly, Allah sent his Nabi also, and who made a continuous effort on mankind to believe in the oneness of Allah. Allah sent this Quran Sharif, and with so many proofs, etc., and still a person doesn't believe, and in a mocking way, what they used to say, وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعَدَ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. اور کہتے ہیں کب ہوگا یہ وعدہ اگر تم سچے ہو. They say, when will this promise come to pass? When is Qiyamah going to come? We are hearing this from so long. And all the people of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam of before also used to say this. You are telling us Allah is going to bring His punishment. When is that punishment going to come? In other words, a person when he does not believe, he becomes so bold and daring, and he starts mocking at these great realities against the Nabi of Allah, the day of Qiyamah, etc. So Allah warns, this is a very serious condition, and what the result of that will be. First Allah Ta'ala says, قُلْ إِنَّمَا الْعِلْمُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. To get the khabar to hear Allah hi ke paas. This news, when Qiyamah will be, that is not my duty to say also. My duty is, وَإِنَّمَا أَنَا نَذِيرٌ مُبِينٌ. I'm an open warner to you. I'm warning you of the consequences. When that day is going to come, that I don't know. Allah has kept it only with Him. He hasn't informed anyone. And that is, in a sense, immaterial also when it's going to come. We are informed, we are warned, we have to prepare. Whenever the day of Qiyamah comes, and there is absolutely no doubt in its coming, and we have to prepare, not we have to get involved and worried about when it's going to come, etc. We have to be preparing. So Allah told Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to give that answer. And then Allah Ta'ala warns now that when that day will come, what the consequences will be. فَلَمَّا رَعُوهُ. پھر جب دیکھیں گے کہ وہ پاس آ گیا. When they will see that the day has come, Zulfatan, it has come close now, and the severities and the torments of that day, there is no language that you can describe how horrible and terrible that day will be. See at wujuhul ladina kafaru, to bigar jayenge muh munkiro ke. Then the faces of these people who denied Qiyamah, their faces will change completely. And they will, like a person gets a stroke, that is still nothing of what their faces will be like on the day of Qiyamah. The famous or the infamous unsinkable Titanic, when it made its maiden voyage, and they called it the unsinkable Titanic. And there were young girls of 16 and 17 years. But that one night, they turned to be like old ladies of 80 and 90 years, the way their faces changed. Because of that severities of that day. Today also, there are some people who go through a lot of hardship and difficulty. Then you can see the signs on the face of that person, what difficulties he has gone through. So when Qiyamah will come, and with its horrible and terrible state, people's faces will completely change. وَقِيلَ هَذَا الَّذِي كُنْتُمْ بِهِ تَدَّعُونَ اور کہے گا یہی ہے جس کو تم مانگتے تھے. And then it will be said to them, this is what you were asking for all the time. You were asking when Qiyamah is going to come. Yeah, it is now in front of you. And now you see the severities and the horrible and terrible conditions of the day of Qiyamah. So the lesson for us here is that we should not mock at any aspect of deen. Like ulama say, warn us of punishments of Allah Ta'ala. And we say, so far nothing has happened. Nothing has come. We say that many of us unfortunately also say, the ulama tell us that the rains are not coming because of our gunas. Then we say people of the past also made gunas. All the time gunas, mocking any part of deen in the least form is a very, very terrible thing. We should believe firmly in all the promises which Allah has made, which have come in the Quran, in Hadith, and accept them. Our weakness, we are weak, we can't do things, accept our weakness and keep on seeking forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala, but never become bold and speak out against anything of deen. This is very dangerous.